Can we bow our heads together? Father, we thank you this morning for those beautiful songs, drawing close to you and you drawing close to us. O God, our Father, would you please allow those words to sink deep upon us? We want more, Lord. We're not satisfied where we are spiritually. We reach out to you, Lord, and we ask for a deeper purging, deeper cleansing, a stronger faith, and the ability to walk with you, Lord. Thank you for being here this morning and how you've already been speaking to us in various ways, Lord. What a blessing. Oh, what a blessing. So, Lord, would you please guide my thoughts? Ask, Lord, that you could help me communicate what you laid upon my heart and help us to connect with it and it could have an effect. We ask, Lord, that the preaching of the word would help us. The preaching of the word, there would be faith would rise up through the preaching. In Jesus' name, amen. May we be seated. I might want to share, first of all, that I got a call this morning from Brother Sam Hostetler. I received a text earlier in the week, but this morning I received a call from Brother Sam. He's the one that's going to be preaching Thursday night through Sunday morning. And his mother-in-law is on the verge of death and has been so for, she had a stroke earlier in about a week ago, and at this point they're saying her kidneys are shutting down, but her heart's still fairly strong, and all of that could come right into where it could cause some difficulties over our planned tent meeting. So I think we really ought to be praying about that. Not sure what the Lord has. The Lord knew all that, right? He knows all that, so he can help us, you know. If it happens that way, he can help us figure out the rest and sort through where to go with it all, but may the Lord give us some direction with it. Well, Matt and Josiah, that was some good teaching there. Some good teaching. Really was. The cross. The cross. Our plans are that I'll maybe share for about half an hour. And then after I'm finished sharing, we will be spending another half hour praying together, us all kneeling together and us just calling out on God in preparation for the meetings this next week and a half. Considering what to share, there's a lot of different directions that I could have gone in considering sharing something in preparation for the meetings. As I considered and prayed about it, it seemed the Lord was laying in my heart, giving a little teaching concerning the cross. And sometimes, as we look at the broad picture of Christianity and even conservative Christianity, we might ask the question, why is it that so many people are falling away from God, falling away from biblical teaching, falling away, falling into sin, going their own way? Is it because there isn't enough teaching? Is that why? It might have to do with it. But I know a lot of people who have sat under tremendous good teaching for years and they walk away from God. So it can't just be that, right? Can't just be that. I'd like for us to consider the idea or the just simply the cross. I put it up here, the cross. When Jesus said, when Jesus said these words in Matthew chapter 16, why don't we just turn there as in for an opening scripture? Matthew chapter 16 and Matthew chapter 16, and we're going to start reading in verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, and this applies to all of us here this morning, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Now before we go any further, I'd like to just maybe consider the whole concept of what was Jesus trying to say when he used the term the cross. Okay, what was he trying to say? Am I thinking right, brothers, that he was talking about an instrument that causes death, right? An instrument that actually was used to bring death to his own body, okay? And so when he used this term, willing to lay down his life and take up the cross and follow me, this term cross, he was using to simply, in simple words, he was saying, okay, men and women, I want you to lay down all of your own agendas and be dead to it so you can follow me. Am I thinking right? Laying down all of our own agendas. Now, I brought this broom up here for an illustration, and I'm not sure how to do this. Benji, are you willing? I didn't prepare you, but why don't you come up here, Benji, and you sit on the bench here. You sit on there, okay? Now, we're going to try to figure out, see if there's life there or if there's death there or if there's feelings around here, okay? Now, I'm going to use this broom to do it. Let me see if there's anything in any life here. How many of you think this book's going to move? Any twitching going on? Any life there? Nothing. Why not? It's dead, right? Okay, now let's try this, okay? Did you see I got a reaction? You see that? Okay, let's see if I get the same reaction or maybe a different reaction out of this. It doesn't do anything. No opinions, nothing. It's just dead. Dead, okay, right? Okay, let's try this again. See, he literally pulled away. You know, there's something going on. Okay, there's life there, okay? Now, if I'd have a dog or a cat, now this is a book here, okay, but if I'd bring This past week, David Mast had an incident with a groundhog, and it's no longer alive. Okay, but if I would bring that groundhog up here, it's an animal. Okay, that's different than a book. This book was never alive, right? Book was never alive. But that groundhog used to be alive, and if I would bring that groundhog up here, and I'd poke it, it wouldn't kick at all. It wouldn't snarl. It would do nothing. Why? It's dead. Okay, now. All right, Benji, you can go sit down. Thank you. All right. Now, this is the point. The point is, the point is, Jesus wants us to lay down all of our own desires, all of our own, our flesh, our desires, our everything, and be dead to that, reckon ourselves to be dead so that we can serve Him. Once there's a death to ourselves, and then there's new life, and resurrection comes right up through there, and there's resurrection power. But until there's death, that resurrection power can't be there. Okay, now, let me just consider that a little bit further. I think we all agree we need lots of good teaching. Okay, right? We need lots of good teaching. I'm all for that. But lots of good teaching will not bring change into a person's life unless there's death, a total yielding, and a surrenderedness to all the will of God. It's only under those circumstances that the life of Christ can come in us and move forward. So I'm looking at this coming week. You know, we're going to have lots of good preaching, right? And we're going to be there every night. And we're going to listen to the preaching of the Word. And as the Word is preached, there are things that are going to be preached. And there are some who are going to be willing, as the Word is preached, are going to say, "Yes, Lord. God, I surrender everything in my life. I yield every area of my life to You, and I'm willing to follow You. I yield every area of my life." There's others that won't. You follow? Let me read these verses. This is what Jesus said: "If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for My sake shall find it." Now, there's something I'd like for us to recognize, that there's something within us that resists it. There's something within us that resists it. I want to relate to us the story of Jonah. Okay? Jonah. One day there was a call from God to Jonah. And God said, "Jonah, I want you to get up and I want you to go to Nineveh, where there's 60,000 people. And I want you to preach to them what I command you." And guess what happened? Something rose up within Jonah. Okay? Do we all identify with that? Something rose up within him. Okay, do we identify with that? Something rose up within him, and he didn't want to. That's what we're talking about right there. Okay? Something rose up within him, and the Bible says that Jonah, he fled from the presence of God, and he went and he got a ship that was headed to Tarshish. And he was fleeing from the presence of God. Now, did he die to himself? No. Okay, what's happening is that thing rose up within him. When it rose up, he had an opinion, right? There was an opinion there. There was a there was something there. He resisted what God wanted. Okay, so you know the story. On the way, they threw him off the ship, and in the belly of the whale, he cried out to God. And as he cried out to God, there was a yieldedness that started coming. Okay? Why? Because he was in trouble. He was in trouble. So there's a yieldedness that started coming. And God talked to the fish. The Bible says God talked to the fish, and the fish went and spit him out on dry land. And there's weeds wrapped around his head, and that was obviously where the oxygen came from that kept him alive. But there he went over to Nineveh. He said, "Yes, God, yes, God." Went over to Nineveh, and he started preaching the things that God commanded. God, again, very specifically talked to him, and he started preaching. And he said, and he put out this message. He said, in 40 days, Nineveh is going to be destroyed. In 40 days, this big city, and it was a big city. In those days, it was a big city. It took 3 days to walk through the from one side to the other. 3 days journey from one side to the other. 60,000 people. He went in. He preached the gospel, and then he went outside the city to watch what God was going to do to the city. And because of his preaching, the king of Nineveh, he told all the people to dress in sackcloth and ashes and to fast and pray, and the animals shouldn't eat and the animals shouldn't drink, and the men and women shouldn't eat and drink. Nobody should eat and drink. And they opened their hearts to God, and God saved the city. And guess what happened? Jonah, it didn't go the way Jonah wanted it to. So Jonah was upset. Okay, do you see that? There it rose up again. Okay, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. He rose up within himself. He was upset because of what God wanted him to do. Okay? It was going against his own personal wishes. Isn't that right, Dirk? Sure is. Okay, we're talking about the cross. We're talking about surrendering our wills. And I like for us to consider that this coming week, the word's going to be preached. And there's some people that the Lord's going to be putting his fingers on, and that thing's going to rise up. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Anyhow, to finish the story, God saved the city, and Jonah was still an angry man. He was displeased about God. Like for us to consider that for all of us, there is something within every one of us that wants to resist. There is. Let me tell you a little story. Just the other night, one of my sons was sitting in the living room.